Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. In today's hot takes, we've seen companies step up their tough talk when it comes to vaccine mandates, and Google, perhaps the latest example here in terms of what it plans to do with unvaccinated workers, according to a report, an internal memo there by CNBC, kind of first flagging this, Akiko, and it was pretty dire when you think about the consequences. We can get into that, but basically, not only would workers who have not been vaccinated see their pay cut, but eventually would see their job terminated if they don't get vaccinated or file for religious exemptions. We did reach out to Alphabet and want to share what they shared with us when it comes to this policy, saying, quote, as we've stated before, our vaccination requirements are one of the most important ways we can keep our workforce safe and keep our services running. We're committed to doing everything possible to help our employees who can get vaccinated do so and firmly stand behind our vaccination policy. That coming from a Google spokesperson. And Akiko, you know, to your point, as we were talking in the break here, it's not like this came out of nowhere. They gave workers fair warning about what they were planning to do.
Yeah, you could argue that Google has given workers a pretty generous cushion because they first announced that vaccines would, in fact, be mandatory back in July. Now that they're looking back at return to work, they've said employees who haven't complied by January 18th will be placed on paid administrative leave for 30 days. If you still don't comply, then you're placed on unpaid personal leave for up to 6 months, by the way, with benefits still intact. And that would be followed by termination. So, I mean, to me, this sounds like a pretty generous policy for a company that has mandated vaccines. You'll recall that President Biden had mandated vaccines for companies with more than 100 employees. A federal court issued a stay-in order on that mandate, but Google has moved forward with this. They've already asked 150,000 employers to update their vaccination status or upload their vaccine status. But the one thing that strikes me, Zach, is that Google is in a position to do this. They're not necessarily dealing with worker shortages. And remember, yesterday we were talking about hospitals who removed their mandate because they simply couldn't retain some of those employees. So I think that's an interesting distinction to make. There are companies who can continue to push this kind of mandate as we deal with different variants to say, we've got to draw the line somewhere or else we'll never return to work. And then you've got other businesses who are saying, we'd love to do that, but we just can't because we can't get enough workers in through the door.
Yeah, and also, I mean, obviously, this all comes from the backdrop of you know, different states challenging the vaccine mandate, regardless of really what's going on and that President Biden put in place. You have some companies who have gone the opposite direction of Google and just said, look, we're not going to go as hard at our workers right now because we don't really know how this is going to go. Maybe we'll wait and let the battle in the courts play out before we take a firm stance here. So, I mean, props to Google saying, look, if you believe what they're saying in their statement here about keeping their workforce healthy, as we've heard from doctors just in the last hour here on this show, talking about vaccines being the most critical tool in this battle against the pandemic, if you believe all that, then obviously it makes sense to go as hard as you can in making sure your workers are vaccinated. So we'll see if other companies maybe start to take a similar approach here as we move farther and farther along in the pandemic. But that's the latest there from Google.